This is KCUR. Throughout this election season, KCUR will bring you Ad Watch, a series evaluating the words and images filling the airwaves aimed at Missouri and Kansas voters. Today, KCUR's Brian Ellison takes a look at two commercials in the Republican race for the U.S. Senate from Kansas, where incumbent Pat Roberts and challenger Milton Wolf have turned their sights squarely on one another.
Wolf and Roberts went negative early, and their latest ads reprised some old charges. Wolf has consistently questioned Roberts' residency in Kansas, a question ultimately decided in Roberts' favor by a state election review board. Roberts, meanwhile, has run ads challenging Wolf's professional conduct as a physician, including Wolf's posting of X-ray images and commentary on his personal Facebook page, a matter now under an ethics investigation by the Kansas Board of Healing Arts. But the new material in each spot centers on how the candidate's opponent has voted, or hasn't.
Pat Roberts moved to Washington 47 years ago. Here in Kansas, he rents a Lazy Boy recliner at a donor's house on a golf course. Roberts only visits
every time I get an opponent.
The Wolf campaign ad shows a Pat Roberts lookalike sitting in a recliner on a putting green watching television, part of that ongoing claim that the senator's only in-state address is a rented room in a supporter's golfside home in Dodge City. The meat of this ad's allegations appears on that screen, and an announcer intones some of the votes Roberts cast during his 33 years in Congress.
At his real home in Washington, Roberts voted for Kathleen Sebelius.
Let's stop there for a second. It is true Roberts voted to confirm his home state governor as Secretary of Health and Human Services, although so did then-Senator Sam Brownback and seven other Republicans. Now, back to the S.
11 debt ceiling increases.
Okay, that's also factually true, but maybe a little misleading. Of the 11 votes given in the ad's fine print, spanning Roberts' House and Senate careers as early as 1996, some of those were nearly unanimous. Many were party-line votes where Roberts voted with the Senate's most conservative members at the time as part of a Republican majority. And what the ad doesn't say is that economists would argue many of those votes to raise the statutory debt limit were necessary to keep the economy from collapsing. But perhaps the most contentious claim is in the last vote mentioned, alongside an image of President Obama.
Obama's fiscal cliff tax hike.
Now, hold on. That compromise bill, approved 89-8 in the Senate on New Year's Day 2013, actually prevented automatic tax increases from kicking in for most Americans. It made permanent the tax cuts of the George W. Bush administration. It did increase taxes for those making $450,000 a year or more, increased their rate from 35 to 39.6%, but that affected less than the top 0.5% of Americans. It's all according to the CNN story cited in the ad's fine print, for those who bother to check. Still, Wolf's campaign spokesperson said this week that in each of the votes mentioned in the ad, Wolf would have voted no. The commercial released the same day last week from Senator Roberts' camp attacks a different kind of voting record on Wolf's part. This ad, too, reprises old charges about Wolf's ethics, and then makes this claim.
While Milton Wolf was hiding his unethical X-ray activity, he was also hiding something else. 28 missed elections.
A long list of dates scrolls up the screen next to a picture of Wolf, his flag lapel pin changed to a sticker that says, "I didn't vote."
28 times Milton Wolf had the chance to vote on important issues, but he didn't show up.
Actually, only 23 complete dates are visible on the screen, even when you watch it in slow motion, but the Roberts campaign did send KCUR what it says is a list of 28 elections in which Johnson County elections records show Wolf didn't vote.
On taxes, on water, on schools, Wolf missed 28 votes on issues important to Kansas. If Wolf didn't even show up to vote.
We checked that claim, and it does appear true that Wolf did not vote in those elections. As the ad says, most were for things like Shawnee Mission school board seats, water district commissioners, community college trustees. Wolf also apparently missed some primary and general state elections during that period, but the county records show he did go to the polls 14 times since 1996. According to records online at the Secretary of State's office, Roberts voted 32 times in that same period, including in many municipal and county elections. Since 2002, most of those votes have been cast by mail under the state's advance voting method. It's hard to tell how many he missed, because Ford County's online records are less complete, but a spokesperson acknowledged that Roberts may have missed a few minor elections, too, but said his record was, quote, a hell of a lot better than Wolf's. Wolf's spokesperson had no comment about the accuracy of the ad's claims, but notes that Wolf was in medical school, then a residency, then raising a family during that time period, which maybe just goes to show that facts, whether about votes in Congress or about votes at the polling place, can be true, but may not tell the whole story. Brian Ellison, KCUR News.